Warm weather tourist traffic is winding down in Yellowstone National Park, and they're getting ready for winter tourists. The National Park Service bans over-snow vehicles in all national parks unless individual parks pass rules permitting and regulating them. Yellowstone has been refining its rules regulating snowmobile and snow coach traffic for about 15 years and released the final rule this week, which will kick in next winter. Yellowstone Superintendent Dan Wank says many parks see the winter as a time to rest after busy summer visitation.
It's an incredibly great time of the year to visit the park. It's a beauty that really is unlike anything most people have ever seen. And a lot of people want to make sure that two things happen. Number one, people have the opportunity to see the incredible beauty of Yellowstone in the winter. But if they do, they want to make sure that it is done in a very thoughtful way that respects the air quality, the sound, doesn't harass wildlife, and provides a high quality of visitor experience.
Is the park any more delicate during the winter?
I think there's a lot of concern about pushing wildlife around the park using over-snow vehicles. Their wildlife is in that's a greater period of stress. They have less nutritional opportunity for food. So I think it is more delicate in terms of the stresses that it places on wildlife, yes.
Now, getting a long-term winter use plan established has been a complicated process. Can you tell me how this final document came together?
Well, I think after 15 years, the last 2 years, we decided that we needed to really take a more science-based approach to how we looked at winter use. And so we looked at a method by which we would evaluate how animals responded to over-snow access and how we can make sure that we kept the park cleaner and quieter. And so we actually changed from absolute numbers of vehicles. Currently, it's based on 318 snowmobiles and 78 snow coaches, and changed it, seeing if we can actually allow for more visitation, which we found a way to do by requiring new standards for snowmobiles and snow coaches, and also by changing from absolute numbers of vehicles to transportation events. By managing it by transportation events, it has less impact on wildlife.
Can you tell me who can go where and how under the new plan?
The new rule will allow 110 transportation events a day. That will be broken down between no more than 50 snowmobile events, and a minimum number allowed will be 60 snow coach events. We require best available technology snowmobiles. For example, we're requiring about a 25% reduction in the carbon emissions from snowmobiles. And we're also requiring about a 75% reduction in the sound that's emitted from snowmobiles. Of those 50 snowmobile events, four, one per entrance, will be allowed to be non-commercially guided. So if you have your own snowmobile and it meets the new best available technology standards, you will be allowed to come into the park without having a commercial guide. You will be required, however, to take a certification online to make sure that you understand how to deal with wildlife, for example, when you come into the park. So the 110 transportation events per day will be divided among the entrances, and so that if you want to visit, you can make a reservation through one of the operators at one of the entrances. You can come into the park by your choice of transportation, either snowmobile or snow coach, and you can have a unique, perhaps once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to visit Yellowstone in the winter.
A few months ago, I spoke with Wyoming author Marjane Ambler, who spent 9 winters in Yellowstone in the 80s and 90s when her husband was a snowplow driver there. She says she thinks it's a shame that access to Yellowstone is so limited in the winter, just allowing people with the money for guided tours or time for certification and money for these expensive snowmobiles to see how amazing the place is in the snow. How do you respond to that?
Well, I think that there are many ways to visit Yellowstone National Park. Not just snowmobiles, and, you know, she's right, snowmobiles are expensive. If you don't have a new best available technology, however, you can rent a new best available technology machine. But the other way, which is far more affordable, is to get on snow coaches. And snow coaches enter the park from all of the entrances into Yellowstone, and that's a much more affordable way to visit the park. There really are no other options other than over-snow vehicles to visit the park in the winter unless you want to cross-country ski into some of the features, and that is allowed as well. But to plow the roads, for example, was something that we considered early on in the process, and it was dismissed. because it would create new wildlife corridors and change the habitat for animals. This rule, first and foremost, protects Yellowstone National Park. It does make the park quieter, cleaner for winter use, and it does allow for an increase in visitation. And that I'm very pleased that it has received initial support from both the environmental community, the access community, and local communities that surround the park.
Thank you so much for talking with me.
No problem. Have a good day.
Dan Wink is the superintendent of Yellowstone National Park. The National Park Service released its winter use rule for Yellowstone this week.